Here is Bill Good.
Maggie Gold lost her 31-year-old son, Jason, to a drug-related incident in Thailand in 2002. She has since founded and is CEO of the Agora Regeneration Clinic. Are addiction issues affecting your life? The Agora Clinic claims to have the answer, or the answer for many. Similar clinics in the United States boast success rates of more than 70%. That's considerably more than the less than 20% success rate a lot of traditional addiction clinics are managing to achieve. Dr. Aaron Van Gaver is a naturopathic physician, and he is here to talk more about the process. But just run me through what happens, and we concede right away that this is very new to Vancouver. But yes. You're based on similar clinics such as the one in Colorado that you were telling us about.
That's correct. And people come to our office in Yale Town at Agora, and they go through an intake process, our clients, and they work out their financial arrangements with us. We have a finance plan as well. And then we send them over to Dr. Van Gaver's clinic for an orientation, and he also sends them for their blood and their lab work, and then they start the protocol the next day. And it's an outpatient program, so that by day 4 or 5, a person can actually go back to work for a couple of hours a day if they choose. And we use it in conjunction with a counseling or psychotherapy program as well that is necessary.
Are addictions? Dr. Van Gaver, is a tobacco addiction treated in the same way that an alcohol or a cocaine addiction would be treated?
Tobacco is a little bit different. There's a lot of research pointing out just to tobacco, basically treatment for addiction. Cocaine, alcohol, very similar. So our program really can address most types of addictions.
But so far you've been working with someone with a cocaine addiction and some...
And also sleeping pills, heavy-duty prescriptions of sleeping pills and tranquilizers that people are having a terrible problem getting off.
Yeah, you'll find with a lot of drug addictions or drug addicts, they'll be on benzodiazepines and some other sleeping pills, and that is often a real struggle to come off of. So our program isn't just for illegal drug addictions, but also prescription addictions.
So again, explain, if you would, just what an amino acid therapy is.
Well, let me just kind of give you a brief idea of what happens in a day when a patient comes in. They come in the morning and they have about a 45-minute to an hour infrared sauna treatment. An infrared sauna is basically like a sauna, but it uses radiant energy, infrared energy, that penetrates into the body and releases a lot of chemicals. That gives them a nice, clean detox. After that, they get auricular acupuncture, so some needles put into the ear, and that helps with the energetic addiction or the actual cravings. And the amino acid drip basically is a mixture of about 6 different amino acids that are specifically blended.
What are amino acids?
They're just proteins, basically. They're building blocks of many, many things. So the amino acids with certain vitamins get infused over a 2 to 4 hour period, and every other day or so they get a massage, and they get some counseling treatments, and they're on their way.
Now, when people go through most addictions and trying to break a habit that's become so strong, they relapse.
It happens.
It happens a lot.
It does. Yeah.
I mean, I think I was told that the average addict relapses at least 7 times.
I have a few friends actually that have gone through various different treatment centers, and 3 to 4 times is not abnormal.
Any different in with this kind of treatment?
This treatment is completely on a biochemical basis, so we do have to make sure they have their psychological treatments taken care of. They have to be ready and willing to kick the habit, and we just help with the physical craving, which is often the biggest cause of relapse.
And also, once the neurotransmitters are regenerated, they have an improvement in short-term memory loss, that erratic behavior that is often with addictions is diminished. They feel calmer. Their cognitive process is incredibly clear, in especially in comparison to when they first arrive.
Quite often when we deal with these issues, I hear from former addicts, recovering addicts, people who have gone through various forms of treatment, 12-step programs. and I'd be delighted to hear from you at 604-280-9898. I always like to talk to people who've been there, done that. But our 12-step program, something that people would continue on even if they've gone through your kind of recovery, or is does this mean that you don't have to?
No, I think it's important to carry on with whatever is giving you the support that you need in the community. And if the 12-step program works for you, then definitely you should carry it on. There are lifestyle choices that are very different when after you've been through this kind of a treatment, because your brain is completely regenerated and rebalanced. All of a sudden, the world looks brand new, and you're free of addictions. You know that there are over 700 AA meetings in the Vancouver area every week. And so if some of those people who are in the AA groups would come through our treatment, they wouldn't feel it as desperate a need.
But my understanding of people who go to AA meetings is that they consider themselves to still be alcoholics.
Yes, so that's a whole different thing, because I don't believe in carrying that vibration into your current life. If you're clear and clean, then you shouldn't be saying, I am an alcoholic, because then you're reinforcing the alcoholic syndrome into your own psyche, and so you need to be careful about what you say. If you say I'm a recovering or a recovered alcoholic now, that's a different story.
Well, and I think you'd find that you'd get an argument. They would say you're never recovered. You are recovering. And I don't know whether it's true or not.
Definitely. I mean, there's the paradigm that our clinic boasts is a very different paradigm to what conventional rehabilitation centers have been. So we definitely approach detox and addiction from a different perspective.
Yeah.
So there are definitely some arguments against us, but I mean, we're just a new clinic. We're taking research that's been boasted in Mexico and the States, and we're bringing it up to Canada. Canada doesn't have anything like this, so this is an amazing program.
Bob, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, whatever works. For myself, I had a marijuana habit that lasted 18 years, alcohol. So when Mark Emery comes in and likes to say that you don't get hooked on marijuana, well, you get addicted to anything, and my drug of choice was marijuana. I never went to the next step, but I went through detox and treatment programs. I spent time in 12-step groups, and I might have made it 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, but I would usually relapse. And for me, the last day I smoked marijuana, which will be 5 years ago in April, was the day I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of my life, and the cravings went away, and I never had a desire to do it again.
That's wonderful.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, that's great. I love those stories.
Thank you. And well, as you said, whatever works.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. One thing, too, that we're going to do is we're starting the J. Dodd Wellness Foundation, and that is going to be for individuals and companies to donate money so that we can put youth through the program who don't have the money to go through.
And if people want to know more about that, how do they find out more?
They can go on agoraforlife.net or call me at 688-6848 in Vancouver.
Keith, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
With regards to this clinic, it's great. Anything new in addiction is fine, but I think people have to be relatively honest. And I've researched their sister clinic, et cetera, et cetera. There are no double-blinded studies on this by their clinic or anything else. It's basically anecdotal. There are some scientific studies, and I'm all for it as long as people go into it realizing that it isn't a proven modality. And the concept that you can walk out of there cured, as the lady said, I'm cured, I'm no longer this or no longer than that. Once you're addicted, you have an addiction problem. You probably have an addictive personality.
Okay, I have to cut you short because we've got about 20 seconds left. So I just want to give Dr. Van Gaver a chance to respond to that.
It's a really good point you've got, and we're setting the clinic up so that we can do these random double-blind studies. So everything that we're doing is well-documented, and we're hoping to bring research into the Canadian health system regarding this.
We look forward to talking to you again down the road. My thanks to both of you.